Backlash, hashtag boycott Sportsnet trends in Canada after Don Cherry firing. By Robert Krajicek on November 12, 2019. The firing of hockey commentator Don Cherry by Sportsnet. A TV channel owned by Canadian communications and media company Rogers Communications has elicited thousands of online comments from users calling for a responsive boycott. Breitbart News reported on Monday. Leftists in Canada succeeded in getting Canadian hockey icon Don Cherry fired after he made comments about the lack of poppies worn for Remembrance Day by recent immigrants in Ontario. The 85-year-old hockey veteran was fired on Remembrance Day by broadcaster Sportsnet after comments made over the weekend. During the Coach's Corner segment of Sunday's Hockey Night in Canada for a game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Philadelphia Flyers, a segment Cherry has hosted for nearly four decades, Cherry described a scarcity of poppies worn by immigrants in Mississauga, a suburb of Toronto, on Remembrance Day in the month of November. On Tuesday, Twitter saw the hashtags hashtag boycott Rogers and hashtag boycott Sportsnet trending in Canada. Support for Cherry was also found with the hashtag I stand with Don Cherry and hashtag Cherry was right hashtags. An online petition launched by Rebel News has yielded over 65,000 signatures as of this article's publication. Assorted leftists decried Cherry's comments as xenophobic and racist. Cherry has steadfastly stood by his comments. I know what I said, and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers, Cherry told the Toronto Star on Monday, adding, to keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. I don't regret a thing, Cherry continued. If you notice, I never said immigrants, I never said anything. I said, you people, and they could have been Scottish. They could have been Irish, they could have been anything, but that's the way the world is today. They listened to those people. In 2010, Cherry paid a surprise visit to Canadian Armed Forces stationed in Afghanistan on Christmas Day. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.